Thank you for calling Simple Mobile. This is Christopher. Can I please ask for the telephone number you're calling about?
718.
And how can I help you, sir?
Yeah, so my bandwidth has been throttled as some kind of violation of the terms of use, and I've called several times trying to figure out exactly why this has happened, and thus far, none of the representatives were able to tell me. They simply transfer me to an automated recording of the terms of use. And what I want to know is this something that you guys can undo, or is it possible I can have a refund for the last 7 days of service that I have not been provided?
But before I'll be providing you with further information, I'll just need to ask for some information here on file. Let me ask if, do you have a copy with the previous PIN number that you had before?
No.
Or that you had added before?
No, I don't.
And also, let me just verify if, what would be the month and the year that you had activated your services?
It would be December of 12.
Okay. And also, let me ask if, for, shall we say, what was the date that you last paid your bill?
Probably the 12th of last month.
Okay. So, how much did you pay for?
Whatever the $50 price comes to with tax.
Okay. And let me just inform you, sir, that as what is the or what the previous representatives was able to provide you, and also to inform you about the terms and conditions regarding with the usage of the data services.
Yeah, everybody has read it to me. It's extremely ambiguous and not helpful, and it doesn't specify why my bandwidth has been throttled.
Because basically, sir, there are factors that could trigger the phone's data services to be notified for the abnormal usage, like others are using the phone as a modem.
Right, and as I've explained to every representative I've spoken to, my Wi-Fi hotspot was not turned on. I was using my Wi-Fi at the time, so I wasn't on Simple Mobile's network. I was using Wi-Fi for data, and the phone was sitting idly on my desktop when I received this message saying that I was at risk of violating the terms of service. I was not streaming anything. I was not downloading anything. So what I'm asking for is if you could provide me with some kind of data statistics for my phone that show some kind of spike in my usage that might have triggered this, I would be more than happy to evaluate that.
Yes, because basically, if there are background applications on the phone that is running 24 hours, 7 days a week, like, shall we say, the phone is registered to the network by using the data. Again, 24 hours within the 7 days a week, then also that will be an activity on the phone that you will be notified for the data services.
So give me an example of that, because as of right now, according to the Simple Mobile website, my data usage is less than 2.5 gigabytes for this month.
And, yes, and there are activities on the phone, like with the use of a GPRS. Like, we do use GPRS for, shall we say, a couple of times a day.
Okay.
And if the GPRS that you're using will not be properly logged out, for example, again, this will be just an example. Like, again, the GPRS will not be properly logged out or properly closed, then it will run as a background application on the phone. So, meaning that it is, again, connected to the data network, and it is consuming the data services.
All right, so I understand
so
that. But is that a common use of a cell phone?
I'm sorry, wasn't able to hear the clear sir. What is that again?
Is that a common use of a cellular telephone in this day and age?
Yes, it is commonly used, but again,
are you saying that I'm being penalized then for a common use of a cell phone on your network, which has unlimited data?
No, it is not, but it is depending on its usage.
Right. Is there some kind of data cap that I should be aware of on your network, so I know if I'm using too much data for the month?
No, there will be no data cap regarding the services that we do offer. It's just that applications that is using the data services, if it is not in use or if it's not momentarily used as of the moment, then it should be better or it'd be wiser that it should be properly logged out or it should be properly closed.
Okay, so again, so I ask you now, so my data has been seriously cut back for this month. Like, the phone is basically not usable as a data phone. I can only use it for voice and text, basically, for the rest of my billing cycle. So, is there any way to undo that?
No, because as what I see in here onto your account, it is only just a, shall we say, a warning or only just a notification regarding with the data. But the data is still working on the phone.
The data is working on the phone, but it is significantly slower than it was before I got that warning.
Yes, it will, shall we say, minimize your, it will slow your data connection once it will be notified.
Right. So,
and there is no way.
So I'm not getting the service that I'm paying for?
No, and again, it is agreed within the terms and conditions. And this will be reset once you have reached your current billing period. And as I can see here...
I understand that it's in the terms and conditions that you may throttle my data for any reason you see fit. All I'm asking is an explanation as to why this happened. And all I've been offered is loose suggestions as to why it might have happened, but not a specific detail as to why it happened. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Actually,
to ask.
Sir, again. No. Because, again, as what I said, there are activities on the phone that could trigger the data to be not. You will be notified. For
certainly,
the data
certainly. But
yes.
But what was my data usage that caused this to happen? What was the date and time that might have occurred? Like if police officers showed up to your house and arrested you, you'd want an explanation as to why you were being arrested, correct?
No, because, again, officers will not arrest you if, again, there will be no violations. There will be, there is no violation that has been committed.
Well, apparently there has, because my bandwidth has been throttled for the rest of my billing cycle.
That will be if, again, our network or our, system had not if our... checked that there is a violation regarding with the usage.
That doesn't really answer my question. Is there a manager I could speak to?
No, this will only be provided to you by other departments, sir, and again, that will be the information that we could provide you. That, again, we could not reset the, notification or the, services to be slowed due to the data or the disproportionate amount of bandwidth that you're using. And also, it is our towers or it is programmed that our towers could not or check that there is a beyond the average normal of data that the phone is consuming.
And you can't tell me what that was or when it was. You can just tell me that it happened.
Only our network or our towers do have the information regarding that, and we cannot provide you with the details. It is only that there is or there are activities on the phone that could trigger the phone services to be notified.
All right. Well, I expect my data to be fully restored at the end of this billing cycle in 2 days.
Yes, that would be, sir. Again, this notification will only be within the current billing period.
All right.
So, do you have any more questions?
No, thank you. You've been of absolutely no help.